Church, if everybody would speak with me, the watchword for the week, found in the top of the bulletin. Paul wrote, "Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are a variety of services, but the same Lord." Okay, good morning again. News of the church upcoming this week. First of all, I'd like to thank Scott Miner for bringing our message to us this morning. If you look inside your bulletin, this page here tells most of what's happening, but I'll summarize it here. Our annual Strawberry Festival is almost here. Please sign up in the Narthex to help prepare, serve, or donate food for Saturday, June the 10th. And now it's summer. Now that school's wrapped up, the Buckeye Career Center class is no longer cleaning the church, so we need volunteers for the summer. Please consider signing up in the Narthex to help clean the church for this summer. And we wish to thank all of our 2016-2017 Sunday school teachers listed here, Angie Miller, McKenna Cannon, Becky Canfield, Jacob Cannon, and Carolyn Menaplace. Thank you for your faithful leadership and our appreciation. And CEC asked us to save the date for Living Water Vacation Bible School. That'll be July 16th to the 21st. And they're still looking for excited leaders and teachers for this week of fun and learning about God. The Dover Food Pantry needs about 10 more volunteers for Thursday evening distribution. You want to enlighten us on that, Floyd? Caught him off guard.
The food pantry is in need of volunteers for Thursday night distribution. And if anybody is interested in being done, you can show up over there at 4:30 and you can use it out by 8:00. Thank you very much.
That's the normal working inside the...
That is working inside.
Okay, thank you. Tar Hollow registrations. It says here, every year at Tar Hollow we have a silent auction at our mission dinner, which raises most of our mission money. The items of the auction are all donated. A lot is from the RYC members. If you would like to donate any items, bought or handmade, you can be a part of the Tar Hollow. All donations are greatly appreciated. Need to get with Anita Watkins, and the phone number's there. Items for the next newsletter is due by June 18th. The lunch bunch today is we'll be meeting at Arby's at 12 noon. No? Whenever you get there, huh? 11 o'clock. I wonder. Brown Bag and Big Ideas are starting again at Tuscora Park on Monday, this Monday at 12 noon. Roost Circle will be at 6 p.m. that night at Bob Evans. Vacation Bible School meetings this Wednesday night at 6, and Christian Education's at 7. And then start preparing for the Strawberry Fest. I have a couple other things here. Okay, we're looking for non-perishable foods, paper products, and cleaning supplies for the pantry in the parsonage. Please put donations in the kitchen labeled for parsonage. That's the Fellowship Hall kitchen. There will be boxes in the back of the kitchen. We will collect on June 11th and June 18th. Having any questions, see Linda Bonnell. And I guess there was a little bit of confusion about the women's boards and so forth. So I have a note here. Women's board will be collecting underwear for the kids the next two Sundays, June 11th and June 18th. Roost Circle will continue meeting on the first Monday as usual, and Women's Fellowship Breakfast will still meet the third Saturday at Bueller's. Did I miss anything? Is there any other announcements?
The wedding gift for Ben and Emily is in the back. If anybody would like to see what we purchased, it'll be back there to go out to church today. Then I'll pick up all the crap and see the parsons so they'll get plenty of dinner.
Everybody hear that? Okay. And collection's still going on, or?
I haven't got money as of this morning. I totally paid for it because we got a discount and everything.
Okay. But if anybody would like to still donate to anything. Okay. So if you still have not donated towards Ben and Emily, you can still give something to Linda Bonnell or put it in the collection plate, marked wedding gift. McKenna.
I would just like to thank everybody that donated to our lasagna dinner and came and supported us. We ended up raising nearly $1,000, which is enough money to send 5 youth and 2 adults all from Ohio to Congo with all of our attendants. So thank you all for...
Okay, seeing no more, if everyone would please stand and sing hymn number 378. To mention, I noticed there's a lot of new faces in church today, mainly not new to everybody else around, but new to our church for today. But so let us now greet our sisters and brothers, and we'll take a few extra minutes because I'm sure everybody will feel like old home week.
Thank you.
Wow. Everybody's arms sore from shaking? That's a nice feeling. If we could all turn to our Moravian Book of Worships to page 95, Liturgy for Pentecost. Remain standing. Hey. Holy Spirit of God, we praise and worship you as the one who gave birth to Christ's church. With the sound of mighty wind and flashing fire, you brought life to the church in Jerusalem.
You filled those frightened to believers with power, and they became Christ's witnesses, speaking boldly the word of truth.
You continue to transform believers, healing, reconciling, empowering. Lives are turned around. Emptiness is filled. Drifting hearts are given direction.
You vitalize your wavering church, lavishing gifts upon us, for the unity, giving new vision. You turn our eyes from the wishful memories of yesterday to the new things you are doing among us.
We worship and extol you, our teacher, guide, and comforter. You make Christ known to us and make us your holy temple.
By your presence, the church in all its diversity is welded together in unity.
Please be seated. Interceding Spirit, we do not know how to pray as we ought, but you understand our deepest needs and present them with love to the Father. Lead us now to repentance and confession.
Tarnish as we nurse selfish habits.
You nurture unity, but we sow discord. You come to make our bodies your temples, but we desecrate them. We dishonor your good intentions for us. Forgive us, merciful Spirit. Burn away our impurities and forge us into renewed and useful instruments in your service. Amen. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ has set you free from the law of sin and death. We believe God's promises in these days. I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Upon both men and women in those days I will pour out my Spirit, and they shall speak my message.
The Spirit of God dwells in us. We belong to Christ. The Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and his children their heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ.
When the Holy Spirit comes upon us, we receive power, and we become God's witnesses.
The fruit of the Spirit brings to life those who follow Christ in love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
The diverse and empowering gifts of the Spirit are given to each one for the common good. None of us is useless to God. None of us is insufficient alone. We serve through the body of Christ, and we depend on the people of Christ.
The Spirit's gifts are given to equip the believers for our ministry, to build up the body of Christ, and so all of us come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God.
Heavenly dove, and alight upon us. Anoint us to bring good news to the poor, to proclaim release, recovery, and freedom to those in need.
Empower us to work for God's kingdom in such a way that life becomes a jubilee for us and for all people.
Lift up the lonely, the neglected, the outcast. Comfort the grieving. Restore the lost. Be the advocate of the afflicted.
Teach all your people. Remind us of Jesus and lead us into all the truth.
Keep us on the edge of dynamic living, wrapped in the flames of new beginnings and filled with power for personal renewal.
Form us in the likeness of Christ, that we may glorify God's name.
Renew your church. Fill stagnant and empty lives with the breath of God. Overcome our apathy and energize us with your engaging presence.
Give your church new vision, new hope, and driving desire to see God new birth.
Spirit of power, work in all who confess the risen Christ to spread your message of hope, love, and salvation to every person and nation.
Hasten the day when every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Prayers of the people are found in your bulletin on the insert. We have a couple additional. Bob Henning is having surgery this week. Terry Bonnell is also having surgery in Cleveland on Thursday. And Chris, prayers for her. She's a friend of Jeannie Ann Baker. Let us pray. Gracious Father, comforter and healer, bless and care for those names raised up to you today, either by word or in our hearts. Care for their needs. As our Heavenly Father taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The first scripture lesson is found in Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 21. It can be found on page 771 in your pew Bible, or up there. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues, as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment, because each one heard them speaking his own language. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Are not all these men who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in his own native language? Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs. We hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues. Amazed and perplexed, they ask one another, "What does this mean?" Some, however, made fun of them and said, "They have had too much wine." Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice, and addressed the crowd. "Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These men are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord, and everyone who calls out the name of the Lord will be saved." The second scripture lesson can be found in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4-13. It can be found on page 813 in your pew Bible. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but the same God works all of them in all men. Now, to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one there is given through the Spirit the message of wisdom, to another the message of knowledge by the means of the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by that one Spirit, to another miraculous powers, to another prophecy, to another distinguishing between spirits, to another speaking in different kinds of tongues, and still another the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and he gives them to each one, just as he determines. The body is a unit, though it is made up of many parts, and though all its parts are many, they form one body. So it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. And the gospel lesson is found in John chapter 20, verses 19 through 23. It can be found on page 769 in your pew Bible. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." Will the children please come forward?
Thank you. welcome Scott Miner with our message.
Good morning. Thanks for having me back. Today's message will be done in two parts. The first is a skit. Dispersed through the crowd, there should be a slew of you that have signs that I bought here at your yard sale. Hold those up and wave them. Just make sure everybody... Okay, there we go. All right. The other two pieces that will happen will be the skit and then the short message. I have one voluntold person, which is Chloe, who's going to go out there and get ready. And then I have my personal worship assistant, Miss Charlotte. Come on up. Yeah, come up here. Can't do it down there. So during the skit, I will be playing two different roles. I will be the role of the person in the pew or in the sanctuary with the sign. You'll be able to tell because I'll be wearing either a wig or a hat. And then when I take the wig or the hat off, then I'm Chloe. And actually, I'm not Chloe. I'm the thought in Chloe's mind. So you'll be able to follow along. It's real simple. So what is a church? According to Webster's, a church is a building for public and especially Christian worship. Now, what does the Bible say? Leviticus 23:3. There are 6 days when you may work, but the seventh day is a day of Sabbath rest, a day of sacred assembly. You are not to do any work. Wherever you live, it is a Sabbath to the Lord. Matthew 18:19-20. Again, truly I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything they ask for, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together, there I am with them. And finally, Hebrews 10:24-25. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. Establishing the building, the physical structure, the making of the rooms, that's the easy part. It's plainly visible. It can be judged on face value. But how does the interior develop? The people side of a church. What might someone think when they walk through the sanctuary doors for that first time? Perhaps it is time for a story. Once upon a time, a stranger walked into a church, a first-time attender. They did not fit the usual congregant picture. They looked a little different, dressed out of the ordinary. They were a unique individual. What might their experience be like as they prepare to worship this Sunday morning? Our story begins as the stranger enters the room. Good morning! Welcome to the overly excitable Singing Hills and Dales Church of the Resurrected Savior, where all are welcome. Even those not dressed for Sunday service. Interesting outfit. Please feel free to sit wherever you like. Whoa. Already on the spot. And not even 2 minutes in the door. Time to look for a seat. Letter B. This is my seat. It's a rough crowd. This is my seat. There are plenty of other seats, but I have sat here for 32 years. See that scratch on the pew? I did that 14 years ago. It was a Sunday in March, right after a snowstorm. The pastor had a sermon on loving your neighbor. My purse hit the pew and scratched it. That's how I know it's my seat. So if you don't mind... We all have our comfort zones. Some people like the front. Others the back. But sometimes we need to displace ourselves for others. The visitor proceeds on. Where are you from? Dover? Ooh, that's too bad. I've heard that's a really rough place to live. Lots of problems and issues, crime, uncut grass, animals running loose, auction garbage everywhere. I hope you will be able to move soon. Ouch. So much for hometown love. And I always thought it was a pretty good place to live. Let's see if we can find a different seat.
Oh, where do you work? Pasquinelli Tax Service. Ugh, I have heard that's a horrible place to work. The people can be lazy, and you get overworked, and the bosses tend to play favorites because their children work there. Are you looking for another job? How soon do you think you can find one? What exactly are you qualified to do?
I know it's not the greatest job, but at least I'm working and supporting myself. And my boss has always been fair to me. Eventually, I may look for a different job. But right now, I am content. I wonder what sitting over there would be like. Be able to see. Are you a Browns fan? That's too bad. This here is Steeler country. I mean, we tolerate people like you, but I bet you wish you followed a winning team like ours instead of those perennial cellar dwellers. You guys can't even get a decent quarterback. Just wait until next year. We had a great draft again. We are going to completely avoid the fact that I am a Michigan fan as well. Moving on. Who's F? The interactive part can be tough. Are you a Republican or a Democrat? Keep in mind, we are a small church. A close-knit family. Not much use for outsiders who like to rabble-rouse and cause issues. It's just much easier if we all get along, regardless of how we think and feel. I'm not sure how I feel about politics on a Sunday morning. Our country seems to be in a lot of turmoil right now. Tons of unhappy people. I think I would like to worship in peace, leaving the cares of the world outside of these doors, at least for a little bit. I think I will look for a spot on neutral ground.
You're doing a great job. I almost look just like her.
I know. Hello! You know, it really doesn't matter where you sit. Just make sure you don't sit over there. That family tends to want to chatter during the service. And the kids like to roam. Sometimes I wish we could get them to sit in the very back so they are not a distraction. It can be difficult to focus on the word and be prayerful when people are being so disrespectful. That's rough. I guess having children in the sanctuary during the service can be both a blessing and a curse. But didn't Jesus say, "Let the little children come unto me"? Intriguing. Let's try the other side.
You have to hold it up.
Listen, they've shown you the way. Greetings. Thank you so much for sitting by me. I have some health issues, and I will need help during the service. If I sneeze, don't worry, it's not contagious. And see this red spot? The doctor says not to worry, but it itches a lot. Will you be able to hold the hymnal for me? My arms get weak since I have low potassium. And you'll need to hold it close because my eyesight is not what it should be. Alrighty then. I am definitely not prepared for the burdens of another. I am barely ready to handle myself in this new environment. Perhaps over here.
Oh, yeah.
Well, praise the Lord. It is awesome to have you with us. Have you been told about the risen Jesus? Are you interested in joining a Bible study? Perhaps one of our prayer groups. There's a group of us that meet for dinner every Thursday. Perhaps you'd like to come along. We also have spots opening up on our church boards. If you would like to give church leadership a try. Do you like children? We have a wonderful nursery you could volunteer to run. Perhaps being a Sunday school teacher is more up your alley? Wow. Like a pack of dogs on a three-legged cat. Fresh meat brings out the carnivore in all of us. From trying to worship to being in charge of all. Too much. Maybe a different area. Come on down. Right here in the first row. Really close to Jesus. He can see you better if you are right here by the pulpit. I already feel like I am on the spot. I stick out. Almost like a person who is wearing a banana costume. And now I am front and center. All eyes on the back of my head. Do they do this to everyone who walks in? And scene. A hand for Chloe and Charlotte. I know it's hot, isn't it? I know. Yes, you do. Overwhelming. Uncomfortable. Awkward. Quite the initiation into what a church is and what being with Christians might be like. I am guessing there are not real good odds this person will take that step through another church door anytime in the future. Do I feel this congregation and its members behave in this manner? Absolutely not. Do we all get comfortable and forget our manners on occasion, myself included? I think so. This little skit was not meant to scold or criticize, just to raise awareness. So why did I choose this for a sermon topic? Well, today is the day of Pentecost, where the Holy Spirit came down and visited, brought breath into the followers. You all have a guest coming in a month. Actually, two of them. One of these people will be taking the helm here at Schönbrunn. Both of them will be joining and becoming intimate members of your church family. I love visiting this church. Unique activities like the pound auction, great food, top-notch people. But I have a history with many of you. I am not an outsider walking in this building for the first time. You know my quirks, you embrace my personality, you accept me for who I am, and you love me unconditionally. And as far as I am concerned, this congregation is one of the most accepting in the valley. You have had not one, but two female pastors. And there are not a lot of churches that could handle that. And now you will have a church leader who, by definition, is disabled. This is the perfect church to nurture him and have him grow as a pastor in his faith, fresh from seminary. And I know his wife will be welcomed with open arms into all that you do. For the next couple of weeks, I ask you to ponder the following questions. What impression will you make when Ben and Emily first walk through those doors? Where will be your individual or personal focus? Where will the congregation's focus be? What efforts will you make to help them get comfortable and settled? Will you remember to shine a light on the positive? Colossians 4, verses 2 through 6. Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful. And pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly, as I should. Be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. Please bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the opportunity to gather on a Sunday morning. Beautiful weather, wonderful people. Please allow your Spirit to breathe life into us individually. Please help us to remember as we go through our weeks that you walk beside us, that you take care of us, that you support us and you love us. And give us the strength, the courage to fight that good fight. And then bring us back together here or elsewhere next Sunday as we continue to worship you. And all of God's people said, Amen.
Let us all stand and sing, Lord, you give the Great Commission. Verses 1, 2, and 5. Bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In the name of the Father, amen.